Now, as for the ice cream, which does not only come with vanilla taste, but has more exotic flavors with fruits and things, options also have exotic features. And these exotic options are in generally not traded on openly on an exchange. So an exotic option in general is neither a vanilla put nor a vanilla call option. There is a whole set of different exotic options, and I will here mention only few of the popular ones. First, you have the binary and the digital options, which have a generalized terminal payoff, which can be, in fact, any single value function of the underlying. So, for example, instead of a call or a put option, you could have a vertical spread option, or you could have a butterfly option, which has a payoff which looks a little bit like this. You could have straddles, and quite a few options which are inspired from the mathematical physics. The Heaviside function, for example, gives you the cash or nothing option, and the Dirac function, or box function, gives you the value of a supershare, where you have, in fact, only a well-defined range of underlying prices, which will give a value for the option. And in this context, remember the Paris Mutuel digital call auctions that we discussed in the very first tape, and is a new way potentially to trade options using a technology call from Longitude. What happens there to trade the options is that any arbitrary shape can be decomposed into small parts of box functions. So you discretize any shape into very small price ranges for which you define a supershare option. And then to trade such options, you essentially do the same as if you bet on a horse and you do horse racing. Each horse or each supershare will win if the underlying eventually takes the value of that supershare. And therefore, instead of buying a call option which does not necessarily have a buyer, and therefore an institution has to do a mathematical modeling to compensate for that, every buyer of an option will bet on a large number of supershare with predetermined prices, and therefore every supershare option will be balanced, every position in the money will be balanced by another position out of the money. This is a relatively recent development, and we'll see if this will lead to something which is really implemented openly on the market. Right now it's only available for customers within the banks. Other type of exotic options are the compound options. They're options on options. For example, a call on a put option. So this is no difficulty in principle. In the coming chapters, we'll see that you can calculate sequentially, in fact, the value of a first option. And once you know what the value of this first option is at a certain point in time, you calculate the value of the option on the option. And the reason for the simplicity is that both options, in fact, depend on the same underlying random variable, which is the underlying spot price. Other type of option, the barrier options. which come into life or cease to exist once the underlying reaches a certain value. So there is up and in options. If the underlying reaches a certain limit, then suddenly the option comes into life. Or up and out options. So there are options which exist, but as soon as they reach a certain limit, poof, they disappear and don't exist anymore, so that the holder loses all its all the investment. Why, in fact, are they interesting? Because you may buy an option to obtain protection if the market falls very much. So you may not want to buy an insurance unless there is an exceptional event. And therefore, you will reduce the price of this insurance. You will, in fact, reduce the price of the option, as we'll see later in this course, by adding a barrier to a regular option contract. Asian options are still another type of exotic option, which depend on the price history through an average, which can be an arithmetic or a geometrical average of the price of the underlying in the past. For example, you have the average strike call, which is a regular call option for which the strike price is based on the average share value, and therefore you can use such an option to hedge without having to continuously readjust your holdings in options or underlyings. Russian options are a perpetual option with an American exercise style. So they last forever, and you're allowed to exercise them whenever that pleases you. And they will pay, in fact, the maximum realized asset price up to that date. As I said, I listed here only a few of the ideas which exist in the exotic options, and there will be new ones being created with time.